we've got some football, ladies and gentlemen. And it all-stars tomorrow. It's arguably one of the great weekends of the year in the world of sports, football, divisional playoffs, Final Four. As far as the games, eight teams left. Who advances? As far as getting it down to four for the championship round of play here to help me discuss, as he did last week, the great Scott Evans LeBar from the nation's capital, all the great work that he has done, and he deciphered it all as far as the start of the playoffs and the wild card, super wild card weekend. Nailed it, by the way. Congratulations on that selection of San Francisco, my friend, taking out the Cowboys. Down at Jerry's World. Good pick on that one. But great to have you here. A lot of excitement coming into play in the next couple of days, you know.
Thank you, Jay. Great to be on the air with you once again, talking NFL football playoffs. And I asked you last week, and I've got to ask you and your audience again, are you ready for some football?
Am I ready for some football? I'll tell you, I can't wait till 4:30 tomorrow. I'll get all the chores, anything people want, I'll get it done. 4:30, I am somewhere in front of a set because that's what it's going to be tomorrow. And then, you know, you got the Bengals and the Titans. We're getting all the games. Bengals and the Titans. You have the Packers entertaining San Francisco and chilly Lambeau where it's 6 below 0 as we speak. You get into Brady and the Buccaneers. The Magic Carver ride of this 44-year-old continue on Sunday as they entertain the Rams. And the creme de la creme, Scott Evans LeBar, as I've stated all morning long, how about them Bills, right? Buffalo heading into Kansas City, arguably playing the best football in the conference over the last 5 weeks. So wherever you want to start, why don't we start with, the first game up? Why don't we start with the Bengals and Titans from Nissan Stadium in Nashville tomorrow at around 4:30. The upstart Bengals, right? First playoff win in 31 years, heading into Tennessee. Give me your observations, my friend.
Great call on the Bills game. I didn't think they'd win so easily, but that was a great call by you. Last week. First game up. I think Cincinnati bows out in this one. I'm going to go straight up with you as far as who I'm going to pick and then with the points on each game. And I believe that Cincinnati's just not going to have enough weapons. Love Joe Burrow. I don't like the fact that they have very little playoff experience. Tennessee is just too much, and with Derrick Henry coming back, even though he's going to be rusty, that guy's a beast. And I think Tennessee wins this game fairly easily.
All righty. I'm going to go the other way. And listen, I know that Henry is the wild card in this divisional game. And they'll make a decision today. An obvious decision will be he'll be in the starting lineup tomorrow as far as, tough injury that he came back from. But in essence, you know, I kind of like the Bengals here. I like the quarterback a lot, Joe Burrow. I like the tandem of Joe Burrow to Ja'Marr Chase, his incredible wide receiver, second-year wide receiver. I just think the Bengals are on a good roll right now. Mixon's running the ball well. The coach is doing what he's doing in a good way in Zach Taylor. You know, the Bengals have it all going, especially from a defensive standpoint. And I look at this game, Scott, as far as, you know, Tennessee. Tennessee is one of those, you know, interesting situations where they captured the top seed in the conference. But, you know, for the first time in a long time, I think a lot of people feel that the number one seed is very much under the radar. You know, they got there. I get it. They deserve it. But what have they, have they been dominant like in years past with the Chiefs holding a one seed and everything else? And the answer is no. You know, they have quietly made their way to the top. Now, can they get the win tomorrow against this upstart Bengal team that hadn't won a playoff game in over three decades. And that's why I'm leaning towards Cincinnati here. So I'm going to take the Bengals. I'm going to rely on the young quarterback who's playing out of his mind right now. No pressure. Very cool, calm, and collective Joe Burrow is. The sunglasses, the cigars in the locker room, and everything else. You know, I kind of like the vibe here. Loosey-goosey Bengals. I'm going to go with them tomorrow. So I'm going to go with the Bengals. Scotty goes with the one seed Titans as we head to Green Bay tomorrow night. 8:15, 4-degree temperature. Central time, 7:15 in Green Bay, Wisconsin. Scotty, what do you think?
Well, this is a game that I'm a little bit in the middle on. I read some information this morning, and the Packers facing the 49ers is not a great matchup for the Pack. They don't stop the run well, and as we both know, that's what the 49ers like to do. They will, I believe, Bose is going to play. He's in concussion protocol, but I think he'll go out there as long as he doesn't take a hit to the head. He should be okay. This matchup makes me, I will say this. I'm going to go out on a ledge here. Green Bay finds a way to win this game, but it's going to be a lot closer than people think. And I think it's going to take some last-minute heroics from the great Aaron Rodgers. And I like San Francisco with the points.
I'm going to take Green Bay also and lay the points. I don't think they're going to have any trouble here. I think, you know, listen, you put yourself in single-digit temperatures with the wind. You know, you're minus, 12 tomorrow. I don't know if they're going to withstand that. And Garoppolo, Jimmy G, you know, he's got a little bit of a situation of an injury. He'll be fine, according to the head coach, Kyle Shanahan. I just think, you know, the break, and listen, Green Bay's history is they come off a break. They're a little shoddy. I don't think that's the case tomorrow. I think Rodgers will be primed and ready. That toe is almost healed completely. No effects. They are used to the conditions, obviously, at Lambeau Field, the frozen tundra and everything else. I think they're going to do their thing. I just think San Francisco has had an incredible run. You know, very good run as far as even making the playoffs. Last day of the regular season, taking care of the Rams. You know, we know they came back in that last minute and a half, went into overtime, won the game. You know, looked pretty good against Dallas. I mean, that score shouldn't have even been that close. But, you know, you think about it, right? They should have scored a little bit more and put Dallas really out of reach completely and not having to rely on that final play of the game in which the Cowboys could have won the game. As far as if clock management were in play. But I look at tomorrow as being all Aaron Rodgers. He'll win the MVP this year. He'll show you why tomorrow night. And I'm looking at least a 2-touchdown win, in my estimation, Green Bay over San Francisco. So kind of a wait and see. And that puts us right into Sunday at 3 o'clock with the Super Bowl champs. Scott Evans-Lavar.
One point I wanted to make regarding the Packers, they do have Cobb coming off IR, so that gives them just another weapon that Rodgers loves to throw to. Speaking of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, this is an interesting game too, and this is the one game I'm going with an upset. This is a game that obviously it's tough to bet against the great Tom Brady, as we all know. And I wouldn't feel comfortable doing it. But here's what I am comfortable with. The Rams defense, extremely tough. They like to rush the line, and they will give headaches to Tampa. They will give headaches to Tom Brady. Now, keep in mind that Goddard is a receiver that Tom Brady misses quite a bit. He still has two great tight ends in Gronk and Evans. But the question's really going to revolve around Wirf and his injury. And I believe he's a game-time decision, which doesn't bode well. I'm sure they're going to try to give him all kinds of shots and tape them up good and send them out there. But they have two linemen. Jensen's the other one that are banged up. So my concern here is that the Rams come in and they're playing again with house money because they're underdogs and they're on the road. And I think they find a way to cause enough disruption to the offense and Tom Brady, the GOAT, that they find a way to win this game. It will be a close one. I don't think it will be a blowout, but I like the Rams in an upset.
Agree with you? So I won't. So I've been like back and forth in my head. I'm going to go with Brady and the Bucs. You know, I just think the magic. Everybody and the grandmother is going with the Rams here as far as the upset. I think not. I'm going to go with a guy who's 44 years of age, who's on a magic carpet ride, who's arguably the greatest quarterback that ever lived. And I think the magic will continue Sunday afternoon down in Tampa. I think he's got the weapons. He's got the running game going. He's got Gronk on all cylinders. He's got the tandem of tight ends, the best in football, as far as I'm concerned. Yeah, you're right. They're missing the big receiver, I think, Chris Godwin. But they still have Mike Evans. You know, they still have a couple of guys there. And Brady finds them all. He has a way. He delivers the ball with precision, always has. It's amazing how he still can do this at this age. And I don't think he's ready to call it. I really don't. Because I'll tell you one thing. If the Buccaneers lose, I don't know how he comes back last year. And I know he wants to play until he's at least 45 years of age. But I think, you know, it'll carry him through. I think the home crowd and everything else, weather will be decent, won't be hot. You know, it'll be in the 60s and everything else. So I think the conditions are there and everything else. But I think that magic carpet ride continues for Tom Brady. And he will head into Lambeau Field next Sunday for all the marbles for the right to go to the Super Bowl in Los Angeles. I think it's going to be Brady's day again. You know, those who are anti-Bradyists out there, I get it. But you know what? He's not ready. He's not ready to lose a big game. I don't see it. I think the running game, and especially I think Gronkowski, will play a massive role, and the Buccaneers will win going away in this one over the Rams. That brings us to Sunday night. And this is really going to be my favorite game of the weekend. Buffalo visiting Kansas City. Scotty, what do you think?
Well, interesting point you made on Tampa Bay. Brady's 14-2 record in divisional playoff. So that bodes well for your pick there. So leading up to the night game in the frozen tundra, as you alluded to, again, why do the Bills have to play at night in freezing weather? It's not like they're not used to freezing weather, but this is the premier game in my opinion as well. I'm gonna go the other way on you here, Jay. You're not gonna like to hear this, but I just think a team that loses in the Super Bowl the year prior and then finds a way to have a chance to get back to it is just playing with a little different focus. I love the Bills. I love Allen. I love the way they played last weekend. I think Mahomes and the Chiefs will just find a way to win this game, and it should be a very good one. The line very short. I think it's down to like 2.5. I even saw it at -1.5, which doesn't bode well when you're the home team. But I just think that Mahomes will find a way to lead the Chiefs back to the divisional championship. And there you have it.
All right. Well, you know me, I'm going to go the other way, and I like Buffalo all year, and I think they'll represent the AFC in the Super Bowl. And you're right. It's almost like a pick'em game. Chiefs a favorite. But the quarterback, to me, is playing the best football of any quarterback in football. He has been on quite a roll. He can do so many different things, this guy. This guy's 6'5", 240, runs like a deer. If he's not throwing a laser down the field to a plethora of receivers, you know what? He can run the ball himself. You know, there's no shame in him doing a quarterback sneak and running for 23 yards up the middle. He can do that. If you want him to run around the tackle, he can do that as well. He can do so many different things. His arsenal is absolutely bottomless. He can do anything on the field. He can throw deep. He can throw short. He can run. Whatever you want him to do. You just want him to stay healthy when he runs. But he's done that. He can command the field. I think he has learned in his few short years in the league, he will carry in a very close game. And it will be decided, in my opinion, by a field goal right at the end of the game. And that's why I think the Bills will win by about 2-3 points tops. It is going to be epic in the Heartland on Sunday night. And I cannot wait for this game, Scott. So, you know, again, I like Cincinnati. You like Tennessee. I like the Packers. You like the Packers, but I like them in a big way. You like them in a shorter way. I like the Buccaneers, the champs, to beat the Rams. You like the opposite. You like Kansas City, and I am going with the Buffalo Bills on Sunday night to take care of business. And that'll lead us right up to the championship round of play, in which we will discuss next week. Final thoughts, my friend.
Well, one thing I think we both can agree on, it's going to be a great weekend of football. Great game, great matchups. And that's why they play the games, Jack.
That's why they play the games, and we've got a slew of them. Good stuff, my friend. We will chat next week. Enjoy them. Enjoy all the games. Stay well.
I will. And one last ad lib here, Jay. Got to say hi to McKenzie and Mar, my grandkids in Massapequa Park. I know they're not listening because they're probably on their way to school, students, 4 and 2 years old, love of my life. And I just want to get a quick shout out into them.
All right. We appreciate that. Very much.
They are in your listening. They are in your listening vicinity.
They are. Massapequa Park is right around the corner. It's all good though. Good stuff. A lot of things happening.
Thank you.